Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Kay Taylor, and this is the Soul Path Wisdom Report for the week of May 20th. So, like last week, I am broadcasting a little bit earlier because I'm not going to be available at 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday. But here I am at 4:30 a.m. getting ready for a trip to Seattle, early morning flight. And this was my opportunity to talk to you, say hi, tell you what's going on this week. So here we are. I've got a little bit of a middle of the night voice, a little froggy. And of course, over the weekend, we had the OPA webinar on Sunday that I talked about the astrology of intuition. And then our first OPA East Bay Astro Circle event. That was Saturday afternoon. That was really fantastic. Lene Van Horn, Bear River, and I each gave a talk. And those recordings will be up soon if you're interested. Also, for the OPA event on Sunday, if you become an OPA member, you can have some access to that recording. And I think if you become a member soon, otherwise you have to pay to listen to the recordings on OPA, or I think they're on YouTube. But anyway, here we are, and this is the week of May 20th. And as we begin, the usual time for this show is 11 a.m. And at 11 a.m., the sun will be at 29 degrees and 29 minutes of Taurus, which means that it is moving into Gemini today, ingress to Gemini. And Mercury is close behind. Another day will also be there. But as we come into the week, we have still that lovely pod of Taurus energy. Venus in Taurus, this is Venus's favorite sign, one of them, Taurus and Libra. Venus conjoined Uranus, so there's a little bit of an edge, a little bit of an awakening element, a sense of change in the air. And then, of course, Mercury and the Sun, who have been in Taurus all month and have been giving us some good, solid grounding energy to work with. It's been a great time to be planting, to be moving plans forward, calming down, balancing, resting, thinking about food in nourishing ways. And of course, we still have seemingly endlessly the South Node in Capricorn conjoined Saturn and Pluto, and they are all retrograde. And so with Saturn, we're doing restructuring. It's the karma thing, looking at what we're letting go of, what we're building. Pluto, we go deeper psychologically. We address what's holding us back. We go into the shadow. And right now, and for this last week, we've had the Sun and Mercury in a trine to the Pluto and the Saturn. So what we've been thinking about and the choices we've been making have been more easily in alignment with this deeper transformative work that we're doing. Now that Sun and Mercury will move into Gemini, life will pick up a little bit more. You'll see the difference literally right away, I would say, another day or two, where suddenly a little bit more chatty, a little bit more curious. You might be more interested in signing up for a workshop or a retreat, something that feels like you're connecting with people and you're working with information. You're making sure you're talking to who you need to talk to, and you're learning what you need to learn. You're teaching what you need to teach. So that's probably one of the very biggest changes that's occurring this week. The other thing that I wanted to mention for today is that Mars moved into Cancer last week. And on the day that it moved into Cancer, or even I'd say a couple of days around it, it actually moved in the evening on the 15th. And we had Venus moving into Taurus at the same time, which, you know, normally shouldn't be much of an issue. But Mars into Cancer, there was a lot of grouchiness. I heard many, many reports from different directions of people feeling this very abrupt emotional change from Mars having been in Gemini beforehand. Now, we know that as Mars moves closer and closer toward the North Node and opposite the Capricorn energies, that this polarity, this tension is going to be bigger. It will be a little bit more frustrating. We've got the energy that holds us back to do things slowly, methodically toward long-term goals. That's Saturn in Capricorn. And now we have the Mars, which wants to move quickly and maybe impulsively, a great sense of a gut feel or an inner instinct to, I want this now, this is my desire, will. And will can be high self-will, where we have like the capitalized S to say that the will is will of spirit. Or it can be small S self, small W will, where it's ego will. It's very personal and selfish. And you add it to the sign of Cancer, where feelings are involved and there can be much more moodiness, we will find probably within ourselves a certain polarity of emotion, frustration with how things are going, wanting to go faster, needing to go slower. But at the same time, whenever you have an opposition, it sets up the dynamic of projection. And in that, you will likely find yourself engaged with someone who is either acting out the Mars to your Saturn or the Saturn to your Mars. So you may feel that other people are, you know, too slow and stodgy and blocking you, or they are too impatient and selfish and not giving you or your plans what they deserve. Oh, so take a deep breath. We'll all have to take lots of deep breaths this week. And Mars will spend a good amount of time in the sign of Cancer, well into June, as I recall. Let me just double check. Yes. Oh, yes. Right all the way through June. Mars will not shift into Leo until the very first day of July. So the rest of the month, May, all of June, Mars in Cancer. Take care of yourself. You can use this energy towards self-care, healing, nurturing, family, paying attention to your needs, taking action on behalf of your needs, and yet also finding internally a way to balance this with duty, responsibility, long-term plans, things that feel that they are fundamentally important to you in the grander scheme of things. Now, we still have the square of Neptune and Jupiter, so high frequency, love, bliss, oneness energy, and Jupiter in its own sign, just as Neptune is in its own sign of Pisces, Jupiter is in Sag. So belief system, philosophies, big picture, expansion. And for the last couple of days, the moon has been in Sag too. Now, as I'm speaking right now, the moon has already conjoined Jupiter. So that was the last aspect of the day. So technically right now, we are in void of course moon. Now, many astrologers interpret the the void of course moon, which happens every couple of days when the moon changes sign. It's the time period from the moon's last Ptolemaic aspect to a planet. So that's the conjunction, sextile, trine, square, or opposition. And after one of those last aspects, the moon is sort of wandering and not touching anything until it moves into the next sign. So this is a time when astrologers believe nothing will come of it. It's not really a fruitful time. Now, there's some traditional texts that have recently been interpreted that cause some of the astrological thinkers to think maybe void of course moon in ancient days was actually much less regular and had a lot more conditions on it. So because of that, and because honestly, I just can't keep track of that many changeable things every single day, I don't normally put a lot of attention and focus on the void of course moon. I wouldn't do something really major during that time period, if I was doing an electional chart to figure out a great time, but I normally don't pay a huge amount of attention to it in day-to-day life. We'll see if that changes once we see how this recording works, because if you really believe in void of course moon, you might not do your radio podcast during it, because you might think that nobody will listen, or the recording won't go well, or something else will happen to make it, a useless use of your energies, not a good time to do anything. But we'll see. I personally like the fact that the moon is still in Sagittarius and it's close to Jupiter, and it's moving toward Capricorn, where it is lighting up this karma. Now, when I say the karma, I'm meaning the south node Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. Many people might not like that. Many people might be thinking, the moon's going to trigger the difficult events. And it may. But the difficult events need to be triggered. This is a time period when this energy is here to help us release and let go of old patterns that are getting in the way. Some of these old patterns are global. We're really seeing the corruption in the world and the challenges of the patriarchal system. So the moon coming to this energy brings light to these issues and helps us see them more clearly and helps us ultimately make the changes that we need to make. Now, as we move forward in the week, let me just tell you a little bit. The sun is conjoining moving into the sign of Gemini on the 20th. That's today, but 11:59 p.m. So it's almost at midnight tonight, and that's Pacific time. And Mercury to Gemini is 21st in the middle of the night. So they're very, very close. By that time, the moon will have moved into Capricorn. That's also just before midnight tonight, Monday. And the sun will join Mercury exact on the 21st. So if you have something that you want to write, something you want to say, maybe documents you wish to sign at this point in time, I would say that may be a good time. Moon will be opposite Mars on May 21st. Now, it's exact on the 21st at 6:35 a.m. However, I will say from the moment that the moon moves into Capricorn, just before midnight on the 20th, all the way until it moves into Aquarius on the 23rd, almost at 10 a.m. in the morning that day, that the fact that the moon is in Capricorn and Mars is in Cancer will get a little bit of a sneak preview of what this next month and almost a half is going to be like with this this edginess and inner frustration. It will be very, very necessary to employ all of our spiritual, emotional healing tactics during this time. Because even if people around us are experiencing the intensity, we want to stay neutral, stay grounded, not take the hook, as Pema Chodron says. We don't want to bite the hook. We want to stay connected, in our seat, grounded, stabilized. It's the only way to go. It's the only way worth living to me. We're not always going to be perfect in our spiritual practice, but it's worth a shot. And the planets give us a little heads up. Not that we always need it. We can learn to be intuitively with life, but it helps sometimes when we know what's happening and we see that it's beyond us. I think that's one of the greatest values of astrology, is it helps us disidentify with our own habit patterns, our own emotions. We see that we're wired a particular way, and the energies of the planets in the sky are also wired in a certain way, changing from day to day. And we watch those fluctuations. And what we're learning, of course, is to calm the fluctuations of our own mind. Now, by the 25th of May, the moon moves to the sign of Pisces. And that will be at 10:07 p.m. 25th is Saturday, as I believe. Yes, indeed, because I'm on my way to Seattle today, and I'm returning in the morning of the 25th. And then I will talk to you again the morning of the 27th. Many of you may know that it's the NORWAC conference this weekend in Seattle. It's an amazing astrological conference. I know it's all sold out this time. And it was actually the first astrological conference I ever went to many, many years ago. And I have a soft spot in my heart for it. I won't be there much. I'll be dropping in on Friday, but I hope to see many of you who will be there. And if you get a chance to plan to go in a future year, it's a great conference because it's smaller, more personal. People eat meals together and get to know each other better. It's not as easy to get lost in the crowd like you can in so many of the other conferences. I think that's good for the forecast for this week. So let's think about a meditation. I'm feeling like the meditation of Mars and Saturn would be a good one. And I don't believe we've done that yet. And this is a meditation you can use at any time, because some of you may have Mars, Saturn oppositions or squares in your natal chart, or you may be working with that concept within your own life. It doesn't always have to be specifically connected to the astrology, although the astrology will trigger. But often in life, we're faced with internal competing parts of ourselves, and there is that drive to success and duty and responsibility and the long-term plan, and this other drive toward more self-orientation, more doing what I want to do. So I'm going to have you move into a comfortable position. You can turn off the recording and wait if you're driving or something like that. You need to be able to relax and focus here for about 10 minutes. So when you're in a comfortable position, lying down or seated, close the eyes and allow the breath to deepen. Feel the breath deep and slow. finding a comfortable rhythm. And as you breathe, begin to imagine that you're surrounded with healing light. This light swirls around your skin, and you can breathe it in. Filled with light, surrounded by light. Begin to feel yourself floating through nature. Coming to rest in a beautiful, peaceful place. Imagine the ground beneath you, the colors and shapes, whether it's a beach or a meadow or rocks and trees, maybe the place that you first landed in, or if you don't particularly like the place you landed in, you can move elsewhere. Just use the mind to visualize a new place. Taking this place in with every one of the senses, the scent, the sounds in the background, feeling the air on your skin. Now, we're all made up of different parts. Sometimes we can imagine these parts to look like cartoon figures or people or even shapes of energy. We'll begin by inviting out the Saturn Capricorn energy. So the part of you that is dutiful and responsible, hardworking, successful in whatever way matters to you, or blocked, if you feel like you're not as successful as you want to be, that part of you that strives for something, let that part come out and imagine a picture of what it looks like. As the image becomes clearer and clearer, you might begin to notice more details. Maybe you'll get a sense of how this part feels, its emotions or mood. And as you see the part in this way, begin to notice how you respond to the part, how you feel about it. You might ask yourself or the part itself what it needs. What does it need? What does it want? And then see, are you willing to give it what it needs? Is that possible? Are you willing? Or perhaps, if not, you might call the energy in that it needs the help, the healing. Or you might call in a wise and loving being who would be able to give it what it needs. Watch and use your intention to help this inner part. Of course, if you wish to do so. Now, as that part maybe is permeated with this energy, this healing, whatever this goodwill is that it's requesting, turn your attention now to the part of you that wants to act, the part of you that wants to move faster, that is feeling emotional maybe and impatient with the process or with people. Or maybe it just wants to do something different. Let that part come forward, also looking like a cartoon figure, a person, or a shape of energy. Notice what this part looks like and what its mood or attitude is. What does it need or want? Are you willing and able to give it what it wants? Or would you like to call in a wise and loving being, or simply the energy itself? Watch as you see what's going on with this part. And you can also check in now and see what's happening with the Saturnian Capricorn part. You might notice if they're able to look at each other or if they have any connection to each other. If they don't connect, you might invite them to at least look at each other. You don't have to force anything. It's not our desire to make them integrate necessarily, but it may be useful if they can at least see the other one. Perhaps have a working relationship, a balance of slow, measured, and goal-oriented with action and intensity and will that moves things faster. And especially this week, the week of May 20th, this energy is in alignment, this Mars energy is aligned with the Venus Uranus in Taurus. So it's connecting in where you maybe need to make some radical changes. This could be in relationship, something to do with money, Venus in Taurus, something to do with the path of awakening over the next 7 years. So whatever is motivating that Mars to take action, feel into that and see what happens when the Mars and the Saturn see each other and can perhaps work together. Take your time to finish with this if you need any more time. Otherwise, slowly begin to bring yourself back. First, drawing these parts back inside your heart or another safe place. Then bring your whole nature scene inside yourself and bring the whole thing back into your physical body. Grounding and rooting at the fingers and the toes. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Okay. Well, we had the full moon on Saturday. That was part of last week's events, full moon with the sun in Taurus and the moon in Scorpio. So that was a culmination, a completion. And now we cruise to the next new moon, which will be in the sign of Gemini. So we're in a period of working with resources and what is of the earth for us, getting ready for more and more Gemini in this next month. So in terms of learning, come to my website, ktaylor.com. There are a lot of good offerings coming up. There's a new astrology class, relationship astrology for 4 weeks beginning on May 25th. That's a webinar. There are several peer groups that I'll be teaching if you're already a professional astrologer. If you have 6 months of paid practice, you can become part of the Opus certification process or just take one peer group just to dip your toe in the water and see what it's like to work with a group of astrologers for 3 days and learn much more about counseling and how different people read charts and business planning. And then, of course, the consulting skills training. I'm offering that as a retreat workshop with Alexandra Karakostas in Sedona in July. And that's a residential retreat, completely amazing to be in this beautiful house in the Red Rocks. And so there's so much that's available. And one more thing I'll mention is for the OPA East Bay Astro Circle, I'm sponsoring Gemini Brett, an amazing astronomer, astrologer, to take us on a journey of the sky on the evening of June 15th. And there will be a full moon that evening. And there's this amazing place called the Cesar Chavez Solar Calendar. It's at the Berkeley Marina. And it's kind of a little like a little mini Stonehenge. So we'll have a picnic and we'll be outside and we'll look at the sunset and the moon rise. We'll be looking at the full moon and the planets that are visible while he gives us a lecture on moon cycles. And that's a free event. So come to the website and check that out, find out more about it. You can register for it just so that I know who's coming, even though it's free. Okay, that's it. I'll see you all next week. Bye for now.